Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to our producer for tonight, Kevin Wall, holding it down. Coming live from New York City. Thank you to you. Everybody tuned in, locked in. If you missed a minute, a second of the show, it's simple. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can also listen on your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Busy night, busy night, busy night. We talked about Broncos defensive end, Iuma Uwazurike, pop for gambling. Not a superstar in the NFL by any means, but he's going to be suspended indefinitely at minimum for a year. He bet on NFL games. That's a massive no-no. We talked about Marcus Peters, his new deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. Tyreek Hill coming to a settlement with the guy he allegedly smacked in the back of the head at a marina. Some of these stories you can't make up. We talked about Kylian Mbappe, one of the best soccer players on earth. You thought Saudi Arabia was throwing money at everything under the sun? Yeah, they are, including him, to the tune of $776 million. Yeah, come play soccer for us. We got about 800 mil for you. It's crazy. The Bengals telling everybody that, yeah, we ain't paying all of our players. Somebody has to go. Wow. Chris Jones holding out for a new contract. Right before we went to break, we talked about Colin Kaepernick. Another workout video by Colin Kaepernick. This time, he got word. He got NFL players. They went out. They practiced. They trained. He's throwing passes to Derrick Henry. He's throwing passes to CeeDee Lamb and Jalen Waddle. And everybody's saying, oh, his arm is great. Oh, he can still play. Oh, he can go for another 6 years. And I'm just like, let's slow down. Let's come to planet Earth and act like and look at the reality that Kaepernick hasn't thrown a ball in an NFL game since 2016, been out of the league since 2017. He's 35 years old. I'd be shocked if somebody gave Colin Kaepernick a chance. You can throw that idea, I think, pretty much out the window at this point in time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We pay our bills here. Okay, we got one phone number. We got multiple lines. Go ahead and hit me up. As we continue on with the show, we need to get into this. I don't know if Paul Pierce is bitter. I don't know if Paul Pierce is just bored. He's just talking crap about every and anybody, okay? And this time, he's sitting around with Cameron and Mace. If you don't know who the hell they are, I'll tell you in a little bit. But this time, Paul Pierce is letting everybody know, like, I'm better than Dwayne Wade. I'm like, come in. You ain't got nothing better to do. Go out there, play one-on-one against him, and y'all figure it out, okay? Alex Rodriguez putting his foot in his mouth. Michael Jordan officially selling the Hornets. It's done. It's a wrap. Chris Paul saying the combination of him and Draymond Green is going to be scary for other teams. I'm like, okay. So we got a lot to do over the next 2 hours. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. KP, he's calling from Baltimore. KP, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, KP?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? Good night, good night. Good blessed evening. I just called in because I wanted to speak on the Colin Kaepernick situation. I know you made some great valid points, and I'm supportive of your knowledge, man. You do a great job, JR, by the way. And not only for what you do with your sports knowledge, it's basically what you do outside of your profession that gives back to the community that makes me give you more respect than anything else. So big ups to you.
Oh, thank
you. But anyway, moving on, right? You're welcome. So moving on, I think Colin Kaepernick, you know, me being the optimist, I think because of the preservation of his body, and he hasn't been taking the hits, he hasn't been taking the licks, he's been doing nothing but, you know, having a desire in his heart to everyone wrong, you know. Somebody told George Foreman he would be a fool to get back in the ring with them young guys, but he ended up world champ again, right? So my whole point is saying that what we see on the physical nature is, yeah, he can still sling the ball. We also see that he has the support of the brands, you know, some of the names in the NFL that's considered a brand that's going to have some influence on the rest of the players in the league more than anything. Once you have the full body of players in the league and full support of bringing this guy back, I mean, come on, let's be real. The guy was, I mean, not that I'm by any way showing any disrespect to our nation and what our national anthem stands for. Everybody has their opinion on, you know, the individual lyrics and they may not stand for everything that is lyrically put in that song, but nobody can say they don't love America. They may not love some of the systematic problems that America has, and we need to get together and clean it up as a nation. But no one is saying that Colin Kaepernick ever showed hate for America because he took a knee. He took a knee because he wanted to make a stand for unjust beating and hurting of innocent people just based on their color.
Yeah, we've heard that, and trust me, we've had that conversation here on the show a whole lot, especially a few years ago when he was trying to get back into the league. So I think to answer the question, I think pretty clearly, do you believe that Colin Kaepernick is going to get another shot? Do you believe that?
All right, let me tell you this, bro. If I was a general manager, and I was the general manager of the Washington Commanders, and I seen that I had upcoming my season, I had this get out of
Howell.
North Carolina. Howell, I'm sorry. Excuse me, no disrespect, Mr. Howell. But I had this upcoming talent, unproven talent, in Howell that looks pretty good in the ACC, which is the ACC. We know that they're not on the level of the NFL in no means.
Well,
but it
KP,
doesn't matter what.
KP, to save time here, if you were the Washington Commanders GM, you would bring him in. Okay, I get it. But the question is, do you believe Colin Kaepernick, do you believe we will see him suit up in an NFL game at some point in the future? Yes or no?
You know what? I want to say I want to believe that, but do I really believe it? No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
It's not because he can't play. It's not because he's 36 years old. It's not because
I don't think
it's all political, bro.
Yes, correct. Yes, I'm not. I pretty much said that, and thank you so much, KP, for calling from Baltimore. I don't disagree with that at all. It all is. It's business. The reason why Colin Kaepernick ain't playing is because of business. That's it. But the fact that he's 35, that doesn't help his case. Could he still be in the NFL at 35 years old? Yes, and absolutely he could be. But he's not. And he hasn't been. And so I'm not going to wake up and expect that somebody's going to give him a chance and an opportunity. Part of it now is his age. Part of it is the time that he spent away from the game. The larger part of it is business. He's polarizing. You can have a wife beater in the league. You can have a guy zooming down the road in his Lamborghini at 5 million miles per hour. You can have a guy slapping other people in the back of their head. You can have whatever the hell you want in the NFL. But you want to know something? There's not as much outrage, right? Not as much outrage. Look, if enough people weren't going to show up to Browns games, if fans all across America were going to be turned off by Deshaun Watson wouldn't be in the NFL. If Antonio Brown was still in the league, if enough people were offended by Antonio Brown to stop coming to games, to tune out, to turn off, Antonio Brown would have gotten a boot a long time ago. We could go down the list. We could think about someone who's, who was certainly more playful in everything that he did. You may have hated his guts. You may have loved him. Terrell Owens. You could look at T.O. If T.O. made people turn off, he would have been given the boot. It's real simple. Colin Kaepernick came. Colin Kaepernick had people turn off. He was polarizing. And so now he's gone. And there's not a damn thing that's going to change that. Time changes it. I put the odds at extremely low that there's going to be a difference made. What's going to make a difference? He's going to show up and Colin Kaepernick's going to be a backup? Oof. Do you want that attention for your team? The New York Jets were running around a couple of weeks ago telling everybody, man, we don't want to be on Hard Knocks. We don't want this. Aaron Rodgers has certainly become more polarizing in the NFL as he's gotten older. He ain't bothering anybody. He might say crazy, off-the-wall things for the majority of the population. He ain't making people turn off. The New York Jets are like, oh, we don't want the distractions. Teams don't want the problems, man. If your talent doesn't equal up with what your output is, they don't want to bother. Chris Jones can hold out. Alvin Kamara could beat people up. We can run down an entire list of transgressions by NFL players. You could be the dude from the Broncos, the gambling guy, second-year player, not even a second-year player, just finished his rookie year. Oyuma Owusu-Rike. He got the boot because he messed up the money. He could mess up the money, damaging the validity and the integrity of the game. Messing up the money. You're not messing up our money. Are you gambling on your own games? Or is your behavior, your actions going to deter, you know, our fans from gambling? Nah, man, you got to go. Sit down. You on timeout. NFL ain't hiring Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. Very simple. Having this guy on the team, it would mess up the money. Maybe somebody gives him a vanity shot at some point in time. Maybe somebody is brave enough to stick out their chest and go, oh, we bring him in and we'll think he's going to be a good this or that. But we haven't seen him play. I think them days are over. I think those workouts are done. The most he'll get out of anything is the videos on Nike where players are just bigging him up. I think that's it, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, I think Colin Kaepernick, I think he's done. Somebody else who's been done is Paul Pierce. And I guess he needs something to do because he's sitting around on podcasts and he's just taking his sword out on anybody. And this time he's telling everybody that, oh, man, yeah, well, I was better than Dwayne Wade. Matter of fact, on the other side of the break, you'll hear it from Paul Pierce's own mouth that he was better than Dwayne Wade. And then we'll talk about it. Somebody needs to get Paul Pierce a hobby. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I got to go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's going to totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Talked about Colin Kaepernick putting up more workout videos and has current NFL players co-signing his talent. And it's just like, ah, okay, great. But we haven't seen him throw a football really since 2016. So let's likely put that to rest. Something else that I think needs to be put to rest is Paul Pierce. At least him on podcasts. I'm not begging for the guy to disappear off the face of the earth. But I wish that we would, like kind of back off a little bit. I wish we could find him a hobby. What the hell has Paul Pierce been doing since his career ended? Oh, yeah, he's been on TV. Yeah, he was on ESPN. And then he got fired because he was hanging out with, I don't know if you want to call them strippers, or he was hanging out with female company on a live stream, while just enjoying himself on a Friday night. For Disney, which owns ESPN, that doesn't work. So Paul Pierce, he got the boot. And so what has he been doing ever since? Paul Pierce has been on podcasts. He's popped up on shows. He's telling everybody, oh, no, that game, they had to wheelchair me off the court. No, I didn't poop my pants. Well, thanks. Thanks, Paul Pierce. It's nice to know that. Paul Pierce, never shy. Paul Pierce still talking crap about LeBron James. And what else is Paul Pierce doing now? Well, Paul Pierce was on a show called It Is What It Is with Cam'ron and Mace, two musicians from Harlem, New York. These guys are now 50 years old. They're sitting around talking about sports. They're saying wild things. They're talking like you would be in a barbershop. It's little too vulgar for my liking, but they're just sitting around talking crap. And so Paul Pierce was sitting on a set with Cameron and Mace, and they're talking about basketball. And the subject of Dwayne Wade comes up. And Paul Pierce could not resist the opportunity to go at Dwayne Wade. And not necessarily go at Dwayne Wade, to express his opinion. And this is what I guess you would need anyway to be a great NBA player. You would need to think you were dope, right? You would need to think you were awesome. You would need to think that deep down you're better than the other guy. And so this conversation was brought up with Paul Pierce, and he made it very clear. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm better than Dwayne Wade. And if I had the help that Dwayne Wade had throughout his career, you know, maybe I'd stack up. This is what Paul Pierce had to say.
Put Shaq on my team. Put LeBron and Bosh with me. I'm not going to win one. You don't think? Me, LeBron, and Bosh. We're not gonna win one.
Yeah.
We're not gonna win a couple.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that's true. So I'm saying though, like who's the better 3-point shooter?
Is he
a better scorer? Okay, he averaged more points than me career. I can shoot the three.
He's a better slasher.
I can post up. I can get to the line. Who a better scorer?
See, you know what it is? And I'm totally.
Yeah, it's just he was fancier.
That's all I'm saying.
What I'm going to say
is. Let's break it down.
Dwayne Wade was just flashier. Let's forget about this for a second here. Dwayne Wade didn't go out and he didn't sign his teammates. You know that? He didn't just wake up and say, "Oh yeah, I'm in a schoolyard. Yeah, I got Shaq on my team." And we know there was a whole lot of to bring LeBron in and Bosh, and it was a lot put together for that. But Dwayne Wade ain't signed him. And yeah, Paul Pierce is correct. I mean, he had to work with earlier on overweight Antoine Walker. He got Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen later on in their careers. They won a championship. Let's get away from that. Paul Pierce was a better shooter. Shaquille O'Neal, actually, and speaking of Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal's a dude who gave him the nickname The Truth. And so, yeah, Paul Pierce could not jump out of the gym. He wasn't going to wow you with his athleticism. He was just going to go out there and ball. He's a tough you-know-what, too. This guy got stabbed before his career even started, and he was back out on that court like it was nothing. Paul Pierce was a baller. But Dwayne Wade, as you heard from Macy, he was just a slasher. Dwayne Wade, he was fancier. I mean, they nicknamed the guy Flash, okay? Early in Dwayne Wade's career, you had to take a look and go, well, damn it, how is Dwayne Wade going to last in the league? Because he was always on the floor, always on the ground. No shock, no surprise that he had to deal with knee injuries. But Dwayne Wade played offense and defense. Paul Pierce, he was a bucket getter for the majority of his career. And all things considered, I would take Dwayne Wade because he was more of a dynamic player. And so, yeah, if you want to go ahead and stack up careers and, oh, man, what would Paul Pierce's career look like if he was doing this or doing... Nah, man, we can't do that. You could talk about your jump shot, but that's not the end-all, be-all. We can compare all-star appearances, 13 for Wade to 10 for Paul Pierce. If there's something else that I also want to factor in that maybe it accounts for a whole lot of nothing, Dwayne Wade just played. We didn't get the manufactured beefs. We didn't get the arrogance. And, you know, I'll never forget Paul Pierce on his way out of the NBA. Calling it a career, it's done. Paul Pierce didn't meet anybody that he didn't want to chat with. Draymond Green had to tell him, man, like, why are you talking? Why are you even opening up your mouth right now? You're not Kobe. Nobody loves you like Kobe. You're sitting around on a retirement tour. Nobody cares. And Paul Pierce couldn't do anything but sit there and chew his gum. I'm taking Wade over Pierce any day of the week, man. Two Hall of Famers. One guy just went out there and balled. Balled so damn hard that his body paid for it dearly. The other guy seems like he's trying to not convince other people, but trying to convince himself. Like there's something missing where Paul Pierce has to tell everybody how good he was. If you got to run around telling folks how great you are, you insecure? You don't feel loved? You missing something here? And this is what we get. Every week, Paul Pierce telling everybody how good he was, and he deserves a little bit more credit. Now, a clip that you heard a few minutes ago was Jalen Rose. I don't want to say putting Paul Pierce in his place, but when you compare the careers and the accolades, Jalen Rose looked Paul Pierce in the face. This is one NBA player to another. And Jalen Rose basically told Paul Pierce, resume-wise, you don't stack up. This was from ESPN. Listen. Well, you heard it. Our computers froze. Welcome to the world of computers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll play that clip for you on the other side of the break, because why not? It's Paul Pierce, and he's getting crap talked down on him. I'll take the opportunity. Speaking of talking crap, I mentioned Draymond Green. We know Draymond Green has a new teammate in Chris Paul. And Chris Paul finally spoke about Draymond Green and their relationship and what we can expect out on the basketball court with these two dudes. I'll play that for you, too, when the computers work here at CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to that on the other side. Well, that's a nice thing to say. I'll take it. You know what? I'm not as arrogant as Paul Pierce, but I'll take the compliment. Why not? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about Paul Pierce. It's like every time he's sitting in front of a microphone or a camera, he's reminding everybody how good he was. He's crapping on guys who... His contemporaries, guys who beat him, people that he beat, and just like, yeah, just are you confident in what you did? You got to scream about it all the time. More recently, he's telling everybody about, yeah, if I had Shaq and if I had, LeBron and Bosh, then I'd have more championships. And yeah, sure, fine. And any one is just like, yeah, I was a better player. Like, y'all were both great. Dwayne Wade is largely considered to be one of the best shooting guards the NBA has ever seen. Paul Pierce, a Hall of Famer, I don't know if he's on that list. Dwayne, and they were both killers. You can't take that away. But when you got to scream about your own accomplishments versus somebody else's, to me, it just screams insecurity. And I told you, just in comparing them and their accomplishments, on ESPN a few years ago, Jalen Rose, another NBA player, his voice has to count for something. I guess now both are former ESPNers. Jalen Rose looked him in the face and said, hey, this is how you and Dwayne Wade stack up. And Paul Pierce couldn't say anything. Take a listen to this.
He's made All-NBA first team twice. Paul hasn't done it. He made All-NBA eight times to your four. Ooh. He's made All-Defensive team three times to your zero.
Ooh, zero. That's rough.
He's won one scoring title. You weren't able to win a scoring title.
That's too bad.
He has three rings. You have one ring.
Ooh, three is bigger than one.
What are we doing? he's just the hype man over there, huh? Just the hype man.
Yeah, he couldn't say anything but laugh. And Jalen Rose was picking out team accomplishments, individual accomplishments, and that's what it was. 855-212-4CBS. Todd is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
JR, I had the benefit of seeing Dwayne Wade play three times in person his rookie year and the year before. I hadn't paid much of any attention to college basketball, so I really wasn't hip to him. And I started paying attention to him through his whole career because of those three games that I saw, and I was up close on the court. That dude always played, well, most of the time he played like he was trying to get a 10-day contract. And that hustle that Dwayne had on that level did not exist in Paul Pierce. That is the truth. That is the absolute truth, man. And Paul Pierce had a lot of hustle, and he's all the things that you said he was as far as quality of player. But not like that, man. That dude was different, and that should be acknowledged in the things that people say about him when they talk about Dwayne Wade's greatness. When you said that he spent a lot of time on the floor, that's what prompted me to call. I was like, "That's right. You should emphasize that because that dude was serious." Kaepernick ain't done. You got that wrong.
Oh well, we'll see if he plays soon enough. Right now, he's been done for quite a few years. We'll see
when he
plays.
Don't get on somebody's bench. They're ready to forgive him now. They should need to forgive him.
Well, I think if that was the case, he'd be in a training camp right now, but he ain't.
It's coming.
Okay.
All right, man.
Thank you, Todd, for calling from Cleveland. Okay. Thinks we'll see Colin Kaepernick. All right. I don't know what disaster is it going to take. I don't know if any of these NFL owners want the issues, want the problems. And then when it comes to Paul Pierce and Wade, yeah – there were concerns early on in Dwayne Wade's career that Dwayne Wade was playing too hard, so damn hard that he wasn't going to last in the league. And if you saw the latter years of his career, his body was shot, his knees and legs, they were shot. Difficult to play that long, that style, that pace. 855-212-4CBS. Henry is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What's on your mind?
Hey, this is the danger of social media. Paul Pierce getting on a podcast and just spewing out mess. And then he's talking to two knuckleheads. One, a semi-good rapper. Another rapper-turned-preacher/Creflo Dollar. And they're talking about nothing that somebody can just be given. Well, it's not even given. Podcasts are all over. People just get on them and just say whatever they want to say. And Paul Pierce gets on his. He's also drawing people in. He's had Garnett come on his podcast. And Garnett tries to be the go-between, but he gets caught up in it also. That's why Paul Pierce isn't going to be anything. That's why the greatness of Michael Jordan is that there was no social media. You had word of mouth talking about his greatness and other players stamping their approval on that. That's why Kobe is great. LeBron has his little problem because of social media, but he's been able to stay above the fray. Paul Pierce is... he's a good player. He was a good player, but he's a BS guy right this moment.
All right. Well, I'm not going to dispute that latter thing. He's a BS guy right this moment. He's doing a lot of BS, and that happens to be true. I'm not going to call Paul Pierce just a good player. He was a Hall of Fame caliber player. Am I going to put him in the same category of Dwayne Wade, especially given Wade's motor? The answer is is no. And it's not just about athleticism at all. Dwayne Wade just went. For lack of a better term or phrase or a cliche, Dwayne Wade was just always balls to the wall. And when you talk about Paul Pierce, he's got a lot of the BS right now. You damn right he does. It was only a few weeks ago that Paul Pierce was on another show with Kevin Garnett, and they were sitting down, and I think they were live watching the NBA Finals, and I guess Paul Pierce forgot he was live. Or we found he doesn't care that he's on live. He got fired from ESPN for hanging out with women on live. Paul Pierce was sitting on a live stream talking about how he hired a woman to hang out with him for the night on a live stream. And Kevin Garnett is trying to tell him, like, dude, we're live on the air. Like, we are live. And you're talking about the woman that you paid to hang out with you for the day. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Paul Pierce needs to stay home. I don't know. Well, I do know what his hobbies are. Maybe that's the problem. He needs to – somebody get him a TV job again. Doesn't seem that he wants one. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale and talk to Mike. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. I love your show. You always talk serious stuff. And I just wanted to say these people are talking about Kaepernick like he's ready to play. I thought when he played, he wasn't ready to play. He always threw the ball on a rope. He always overthrew the receivers. And the most thing I remember was he'd always get picked off. And if the guy got his hands on the ball, JR, it was so damn hard, it bounced off his hands, and the safety would be standing there, and it'd be floating up in the air, and it would get picked off. So I don't know why they think this guy could really come back and play, because when he could play, I didn't think he could play. You know, okay. But they keep wanting to bring him back, and I just don't think he has any ability left, not at his age, being away from the game as long as he has.
Yes, that I would agree with you, the latter portion. What I wouldn't do is bury Colin Kaepernick, because if you look at the totality of his career, he was good. He was a starting quarterback in the NFL. He was a starting quarterback who had success. So it's not like Colin Kaepernick was just some bum or a scrub. I remember being down in New Orleans watching Colin Kaepernick play in a Super Bowl. And it's not like the 49ers just dragged his ass there and said, hey, you're going to be the guy to come along for the ride. Now, towards the end of his career, As Harbaugh exited, as Kaepernick came off of injury, as he lost weight, as he couldn't work out, did he look good? Hell no. He did not look good. But I don't think it's fair to kind of paint him and just make him sound like, yo, he's just throwing INTs. He wasn't Mark Sanchez out there, you know?
Nah, I tell you, though, that team that went – they had a lot of players around him that helped him a lot.
Yeah, they were a Super Bowl caliber team, but he wasn't. This wasn't Trent Dilfer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll give him a little bit better than Trent, but not by much, JR. I got to be honest with you, not by much.
Okay.
But that guy with the contract, I tell you what, he should play his last year, and then when he gets his $80 million, he should just say, hey, you know, give me $100 million for 3 years. I don't understand why he wants to sit out, because when he signed that contract, that was for a lot of money at the time. And he's only got 1 year left.
Chris Jones.
And if they win the Super Bowl again, don't you think they'll pay him?
Oh, you're talking about Chris Jones.
I don't get that much, because all them running backs are starving, and this guy's got a $20 million he's going to get paid this year. I don't get that.
It doesn't work that way, man. You gotta get it when you can. I understand he wants his bread and he wants his cash now. He's coming off of another championship. I mean, we can talk about, oh, well, if the Kansas City Chiefs win a championship, isn't Chris Jones then going to have more leverage? Ain't no guarantees that he's going to. There's no guarantees that he's going to make it through a season. If you want to strike, man, yeah, you strike while the iron is hot. That's right now. You ain't thinking about what might happen or what could happen next year. you're trying to worry about the right now. And the right now is he just finished third in Defensive Player of the Year voting, okay? The fact is he just had 15 and a half sacks. And the fact is when you think about an interior defensive lineman, he's ninth on the list, okay? He wants his contract while he's hot. He wants his guaranteed money. He doesn't want to go through another season and twist an ankle and only have 10 sacks. He doesn't want to go into next year and the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, they don't get out of the first round and then they blame Chris Jones. He doesn't want that. And so I think he has plenty of valid reasons to say, can y'all pay me now? Who doesn't want money now? If somebody said, hey, I'm going to give you money for your job and it could come this year as opposed to next year, you going to wait? It's not like they add an interest on top. He may not get the money, God forbid. It's the NFL, man. I don't think Chris Jones gives a damn about what's going on with a running back. He's like, oh, yeah, I signed my deal, 4 years, $80 million. Okay, great, yeah, fine. I want my next contract. I want my next deal. I want my next guaranteed sum to come on in. Ain't nobody trying to sit around and wait for no money. Who does that? Nobody. Nobody's waiting for money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you about Chris Paul and Draymond Green. Chris Paul had some, I guess, some positive words about teaming up with Draymond that might drive quite a few people crazy when they actually play basketball together. Speaking of driving people crazy, Alex Rodriguez in the news for an interesting choice of words during ESPN's K-Rod broadcast. This Alex Rodriguez cannot keep his foot out of his mouth. And speaking of money, someone who certainly doesn't have those concerns is Michael Jordan. Sale of the Hornets out of Michael Jordan's hands, it's official. Michael Jordan is no longer the majority owner of the Hornets, and it's over. I guess we found something else besides baseball that Michael Jordan failed at. And he said many a times, if I didn't fail, then I wouldn't succeed. Well, that ship has sailed when it comes down to the Hornets. And so we'll talk about A-Rod, we'll talk about Chris Paul and Draymond. I'm sure we'll have more conversations about the NFL. And we'll talk about this Jordan failure on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.